This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us right now, former Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo. Jeff, thanks very much for your time, and I'm sure you've had a chance to see the video of what happened yesterday in the streets of Minneapolis.
Good afternoon, Tom. Yeah, I was able to view the video earlier today, and you know, it appears like it's another situation where, unfortunately, somebody tried to obstruct law enforcement from performing their duties. And, you know, as we've talked about in the past, these things tend to have very tragic outcomes sometimes.
Well, in this situation, I mean, one of the points I've been trying to make is that the real question is, did the police officer have a reasonable fear that his life or physical safety were in serious danger? And when you've got an SUV heading towards you or even in your general direction, I would call that a reasonable fear, reasonable belief.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no real clear angle that I've seen yet that shows exactly where the officer was that was in front of the vehicle. But again, we have to remember that the law does not take into consideration hindsight being 20/20. It's what that officer perceived at the time that they made the decision to defend themselves or a third party from either serious physical injury or death.
Video, a lot of the networks are showing it in a very, very slowed down way, which I think is a little bit unfair because it makes it seem as though, well, that officer had several seconds to consider what the proper course of action was going to be in real time. It's the moments in question are probably less than a second.
Exactly. It's a great point. It's an unfair, again, hindsight look at what the situation was, and that's not what the law requires for an individual to make a decision whether or not they have to defend themselves. It's going to be the fact that that situation unfolded in a matter of seconds and whether or not that officer felt that that individual was going to strike him with the vehicle and or if he did have an escape route to get away from it. They're very difficult situations. There's a lot of snap decision judgment, but I will say that, again, you have an individual that appears at least to either be refusing to comply with the orders of the first officer who's attempting to open the car door and or intentionally trying to obstruct their actions. And again, when you do that, as I've said before, the street is not the place to debate the actions of law enforcement. That's what a courtroom is for.
Can you talk about the effect on a situation of a civilian interjecting herself into what is already a tense situation and the kind of stress that puts on the officers at the scene?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you start distracting the officers from the situation at hand, you're not making the situation any safer for either A, the suspect that the officers are dealing with, and or now you're making it unsafe for yourself and other people that are involved in or in the proximity to that incident. Law enforcement is highly trained. They know what they're doing. Again, just because you disagree with their actions or their political motivation, it does not allow a citizen to attempt to obstruct, intimidate, or otherwise interfere with a lawful law enforcement action. You have the right to videotape that. You have the right to present that videotape to law enforcement superiors, to an attorney, to the media. But when you attempt to physically obstruct, whether with yourself, a vehicle, an object, again, you subject yourself to potential arrest and or use of force by the officers if your actions become threatening to them.
And again, I think the important and salient points here would be, was the officer under the reasonable belief that his life was in danger or his physical person was in serious jeopardy? And number two, a police officer is not under any obligation to retreat at all.
Correct. And we've seen that even locally in situations where, despite what departmental policy spells out, in terms of what officers are expected to do in certain situations, the law is the law. Even if the officer does make a bad tactical decision, that does not mean that it gives an individual the right to harm or kill the police officer because they did not happen to follow a particular policy. The police still have the ability to defend themselves regardless of the situation in which they find themselves, whether it was within or outside of departmental policy.
Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, retired, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. What are you hearing from the men and women with whom you are still in contact about cooperation between the Buffalo Police and local representatives of ICE?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, again, this does come down to the will of the political entities that run the municipality You're not really seeing that type of interaction here in Buffalo that I'm aware of. Right now, it seems that these entities are operating without local help in certain circumstances. But again, the safest outcome for any community, regardless, again, as to whether or not you agree with the agenda or the motivation behind it, is for all law enforcement agencies to act collaboratively and in partnership. It reduces the chances of bad outcomes. It reduces the chance of harm to both suspects as well as the public and law enforcement at large. And any municipality that's going to refuse to allow local law enforcement to assist immigration or any other federal or neighboring law enforcement agency is really just setting up a potential disaster.
And any officer or precinct that would be in violation of what they're told from the top, they run their own set of risks. I mean, career-wise.
100%. If you disobey a direct order or you voluntarily assist in a situation in which there's a direct order that says not to, again, legally, you may be covered for your actions, but departmentally, you are definitely at risk of whatever discipline the department feels is warranted.
Sure, everybody likes walking a beat for 8 hours at midnight. Midnights are great. Jeff Rinaldo is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the things that I'm fascinated by is the cumulative effects of a lack of consequences for bad behavior vis-a-vis citizens' interaction with law enforcement officers. And, you know, it just seems to me, my read from the outside is that we've had a few generations of Americans now who, from the time they were kids, have basically not had to face consequences, and I'm generalizing, have not had to face consequences for their actions. So when finally it rises to the level where the consequence is you lose your life, people are surprised. There's almost this sense of shock, Jeff, that, oh my goodness, there are consequences for my actions?
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, I take it back to every kid gets a trophy. We don't want to over-penalize people for simple mistakes, and while I agree with that, we do have to have some foundational values where if you, again, break laws, if you intentionally commit acts, you should be dealt with appropriately. And unfortunately, with a number of the reforms we've seen in the criminal justice world, it appears that we are more concerned with the rights of criminals and bad actors than we are with victims or society at large. And unfortunately, again, it leads to these types of situations where people feel empowered to resist the police, to interfere, to obstruct. And again, not trying to make a complete judgment call on this particular situation, other than the fact that, again, this person found themselves, whether intentionally or otherwise, in a bad situation that they just didn't have to be in had they listened to what appears to be the first officer attempting to get them to move the vehicle out of the way.
And lastly, what will it do you think, to the narrative if ICE releases body cam video of, you know, they say this woman had been stalking ICE all day. If they can prove that with video, do you think that's going to change the narrative at all, and might it change the investigative procedure?
Well, I'll say this. I think it's difficult for people in general to accept somebody getting injured or killed by law enforcement for a bad 1 or 2 second decision. However, if somebody is intentionally engaging in behavior that is criminal over the period of a day or multiple hours or even for a prolonged period of time, I think that does change public opinion in terms of the outcome of this situation. So, you know, again, if that is proven to be the case where she was intentionally following ICE or attempting to blockade them, I think that you will see where public opinion will not necessarily align with those that feel that this was, you know, just bad behavior on behalf of the law enforcement officer.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like everybody in Minneapolis could have been at Buffalo City Hall a few years ago and falling down on the steps, getting the CERT guys to all resign. But that's just me. Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Tom. Have a good afternoon.
Captain Jeff Rinaldo, Buffalo Police Department, retired on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.